Delasia Jones is settling into her first year of middle school. When we last met the sixth grader, she was a little shy. Now she proudly shows me a drawing she's made as part of her project on ancient Egypt.
This is my pharaoh Hatshepsut. I learned a lot about her. She got married to her half-brother at the age of 12. She was known as the most loyal queen.
Jones did most of this assignment on a laptop computer loaned to her by the school. In fact, in all of her core classes, she uses the same education software, designed in part by Facebook engineers called Summit Learning. Students log into their individual Summit lesson plans and click through their assignments. Jones likes that she can follow her progress on a homepage.
Say if you miss something on Summit and you get red, like because you didn't finish the time that you're supposed to finish it. So you can go back and take a test and it can turn green.
This style of teaching, where students use computers to work through lessons at their own pace while teachers coach and monitor their progress, is what in education speak is sometimes referred to as personalized learning. Down the hall, Del Sesto teacher Haley Davis is working with her 7th grade math students.
Remember, we do have our test tomorrow, okay? If you guys know how to set up a proportion, you're going to be just fine.
This is the second year of the Summit program at Del Sesto, but the first year for Davis. She says because her students are doing individual lessons on their computers, she can better track where they need help.
So it's really nice. I've been able to use that to my advantage. I'm able to target and say, this is what we need to, you know, fix this and move on.
Most of Davis's students at Del Sesto are low income and qualify for free or reduced school lunch. Some are recent immigrants who are taught English at the school. For years, Del Sesto Middle School had high suspension rates and couldn't retain teachers. It remains one of the lowest performing schools in the state. Arzinia Gill came here as principal 4 years ago.
And we knew we needed to do something. It just couldn't be just a little change. It had to be something which was larger.
When Gill first arrived, the school was under state supervision to turn Del Sesto's performance around.
For us, a school that was in trouble, was flagged by the Department of Education for not performing for several years and not showing any movement at all for several years, this was an opportunity to try something to improve instruction.
So she decided to try the Summit Learning platform. The software was free, as was the initial training for teachers, and the district paid for the laptops. Most importantly, says Gill, they could use the program immediately.
We didn't have time to build a curriculum. We didn't have a product or a platform where we could upload all this. It came with everything.
Today, 3,600 students across Rhode Island are using the Summit platform, and many more are working with at least some element of personalized learning. But so far, there is little data showing whether Summit's high-tech approach improves student performance in public schools. The success stories advocates point to are mainly at charter schools, which are free from many of the restrictions and obligations of traditional public schools. At the charter schools in Silicon Valley, California, where Summit was designed, nearly 100% of students graduate and get into college. In Rhode Island, Daniela Fairchild is Director of Education at the state's new Office of Innovation. Her office has been pushing schools to adopt computer-based learning software. And she got help from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, whose Chan Zuckerberg initiative gave the office $1.5 million and has taken over development of the Summit software.
Change sometimes is scary, but I would throw the question back a bit and say, you know, I'm also nervous that if we do the same thing, we're still going to miss supporting many of our students as well as we need to.
The state is not yet collecting data on the schools using personalized learning software, but Fairchild says surveys show greater student participation, better attendance, and happier teachers.
That is a leading indicator for what we hope will be stronger student achievement, student growth. So we're hoping to be able to really showcase how this is going.
For its part, Del Sesto Middle School is seeing some signs that the move to Summit software is helping. Principal Arzinia Gill says those students who have been using the software are testing a little better in reading and math, but the school still has major hurdles to overcome.
So we still have 75% to 80% of our students who are not on grade level, and that's the reality. And we are working really hard to get those students to move up. As long as we know that we are trying our best to get these students ready for the real world.
Next year, Summit will expand at Del Sesto, and all 900 students in the middle school will be using the software. In the meantime, Rhode Island researchers say they plan to collect data from school districts to find out whether their ambitious experiment in public education is the fix some schools badly need. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.